This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Moments ago on the Senate floor, one of the more dramatic roll call votes of recent years, supporters of President Bush's energy bill failed to muster the votes to shut off debate on that bill. As a result, an effort to stop the bill, led by a core group of Northeastern Republicans, has thrown the bill's fate into question. The attempt to shut off debate fell 2 votes short, but Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist refused to concede defeat. NPR's David Wellness at the Capitol. Tell me about the vote.
Well, Bob, it really was a dramatic vote. There was uncertainty on both sides before they did the roll call about whether they would be able to cut off debate, in effect a filibuster, on this energy bill. And there was high, high anxiety on the part of the White House, especially. In fact, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham was right off the Senate floor frantically lobbying fence-sitters to vote to cut off debate and go to a roll call vote on this energy bill. But as you said, they fell a couple of votes short on this, and Majority Leader Frist says he's going to keep pushing on this and try to get a vote possibly next week sometime. But Democrats are saying, you know, this thing is over now. We've got to send it back and do a much better bill, because the one that we just voted on will not pass in the Senate.
Who are the stars of the opposition?
Well, you had both Republicans and Democrats who voted to, in effect, kill this bill. The Republicans were divided between fiscal conservatives who say that the $31 billion total in tax breaks and other benefits that the bill provides energy producers is far too costly. There were others who strongly objected to what many see as the poison pill in this bill, which was a provision that was inserted not by either chamber, but rather in a closed-door conference of only Republican conferees that House members insisted on, House Republican members, and that was to give protection from liability lawsuits for producers of the fuel additive MTBE, which has been found to contaminate groundwater in many states. And there are a few states that would have had their lawsuits, including New Hampshire, where both Republicans voted against this energy bill, that would have those lawsuits cut off by this bill. And that really seemed to galvanize opposition. Others said that this energy bill simply did not really address energy needs. It would not reduce consumption of energy and would not reduce reliance on foreign oil.
Well, there must be some Democrats supporting this thing, which is surprising since they were not allowed to be part of the drafting.
Well, I think that it comes down to one item, and that is ethanol. And there are many Democrats in the farm states who opposed many portions of this bill, but they have important constituencies back home that very much wanted to see a doubling of ethanol production by 2012, which is provided for in this bill, along with lots of subsidies for ethanol. And in the end, even Minority Leader Tom Daschle from South Dakota said he was going to support this bill, despite his misgivings.
Was the bill dead and members want to shut down and go home?
Well, they do want to go home, but Frist is insisting that they're going to come back and vote again on this. And it could be that they would maybe tinker with this, but the problem is that the House has already passed this, and they're going to have difficulty trying to start negotiating on a bill that's already out of the House. The House is still here. They're going to be voting on the Medicare bill probably later tonight. And I guess it's still possible to make a change and take it back to them and get approval, but Democrats are saying, sorry, this thing is over. You got to come back some other time with a better bill.
NPR's David Wellner at the Capitol.